Israeli warplanes struck targets across Lebanon Thursday, including roads, buildings, and a Lebanese army base. On the ground, Israeli army troops, backed by heavy artillery fire, continued their efforts to take control of the town of Bint Jabail, about 4 kilometers inside Lebanon. Hezbollah militants continued rocket attacks on Thursday, hitting towns across northern Israel. On Wednesday, 9 Israeli soldiers were killed and at least 25 others were wounded in fighting for the town of Bint Jabail, the heaviest casualties Israel has so far suffered in combat. Israeli military commanders say their campaign will go on for at least several more weeks. Brigadier General Alon Friedman says his forces will take as long as necessary to accomplish their mission. The Israeli commander says he hopes his troops will be able to significantly curtail Hezbollah rocket fire into Israel in the next few days. Israel's initial military objective is to establish a 1-kilometer security zone inside Lebanese territory. Yigal Palmor, a spokesman for Israel's foreign ministry, says a security zone would stop Hezbollah from conducting cross-border raids, which started the current fighting on July 12th.
What it does mean is that we will not allow any Hezbollah gunman or operative or anybody acting for the Hezbollah to approach the border, and it will be made very clear to the local inhabitants. There will be a sort of about a kilometer-wide stripe of area along the borderline where no Hezbollah gunmen will be allowed to enter, and should they try to enter this zone, they will be fired at.
Israeli officials say a security zone along the border could serve as a buffer until international peacekeepers are deployed across a wider area in southern Lebanon. The peacekeepers would help the Lebanese army deploy in the region and prevent the return of Hezbollah militants. Diplomats from the Middle East, the European Union, and the United States agreed during a meeting in Rome Wednesday on the need for an international peacekeeping force, but took no measures to create one. The meeting ended with participants agreeing on the need for a lasting, permanent, and sustainable ceasefire. Middle Eastern and some European Union members at the conference had called for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon, but they were opposed by U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who has said Hezbollah's presence in southern Lebanon needs to be curtailed before a ceasefire can be implemented. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.